In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we have a message that is calling us to a personal conviction. We have a demon-possessed man who is blind and deaf and mute, and Christ comes and casts out that demon. This person's, all the avenues of his faith are blocked by the devil. He can't hear God's voice. He can't see God. He can't speak to God. And here he comes. Christ comes and heals him instantly. And the people say, "Is this the Son of David?" And the Pharisees say, "Couldn't be the Son of David." At the time, the Pharisees, they also casted out demons. But it was unheard of that anyone would cast out a demon that made someone blind and mute and deaf. This was a strange thing. So when he did this, he's not like us. We can't do this. Maybe it's by the power of Satan that he does this. And they begin to think that he works by Beelzebub, who is the chief of demons. They don't want to confess that this guy is God, because if they do, it means they're no longer the leaders of the place. They are no longer in charge. It's no longer about them. They have to confess, and their lives have to be changed and adjusted to worship the true Messiah. Because they didn't want that change, they didn't want to confess that He was the Christ. I think many of us suffer from this. You often hear of people leaving the faith because they don't want to have to conform to everything that God calls us to. There's nothing easier than saying there is no God. That way I can live the way I want. This is basically what the Pharisees are saying. You are not God. We can continue in our ways. We can continue to not believe in you or follow your ways and do what we like. How many of us have something in our heart that is preventing us, that is blocking all the avenues of faith, that are telling us, you have to confess that this is the Christ. And look into your life and see what is preventing you from completely giving God the complete reign over your life. He goes and says, let's just say I'm from the devil. So if I cast out these demons by the devil, do you think that's possible? I'm going against evil. By me casting out the demon and healing a blind man and a deaf and mute man, I'm doing something good. So clearly I am not with the devil. But who do your sons cast them out? If you're saying that I am God, I am the devil, then who do your sons cast them by? What he's saying is, clearly, I am not from the devil because I am doing something that is divine. And people, when they saw the work, they said, this must be the Messiah, this must be the Son of David. So then if I am from God and I am working by the Spirit of God, who are you working by? The heart that does not allow God kingship is maybe a heart that is also working by the demons. He says, a house divided among itself or a kingdom divided among itself cannot stand. How is the kingdom of your heart? Is the kingdom of your heart divided with Christ reigning a little bit? The world reigning a little bit? You are reigning a little bit and then the devil has maybe the rest. We have a divided heart and God says, you can't have a divided heart. He who is not with me is against me. So either you become all about me and confess that I am God and let me reign over every part of your life, or you say that I am not God and continue in your ways. So what's the message? Each and every one of us has something that we justify in our life. The way we work, maybe some of our relationships, bad habits that we have, and we say, Ma'alish. We have the Ma'alish theory. that tells us it's not that big a deal. Maybe because you haven't confessed that that Christ is the Messiah and Christ is King of your life. Because once you confess that Christ is King of your life, then khalas. There's no ma'lish theory. It's all about what Christ teaches and what Christ calls us to you. And the narrow path. The Pharisees did not want it to come to the point where it was no longer about themselves. It meant, once they confess that Christ is the Messiah, it means a life change. I think Christ is calling us today to a life change. To say that this is the Son of David. I'm going to walk with Him. And the things in my life that I'm justifying and allowing to creep in, and I'm saying it's not that big of a deal, at least I'm not as bad as these people, that has to end. That has to end. He who is not with me is against me. Is there anyone in this room or in this church that would ever want to hear that you're against Christ? He who is not with me. What does it mean to he is not? What does it mean about when he says, he who is not with me? He who is not all about me. He who is not part of my kingdom and letting me be king of his or her heart. That person is against me. We're not on the same path. We have to be careful of those lifestyles that we justify. And then he starts talking about, he who denies me will be forgiven him, but he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it won't be forgiven him. What is he saying? The person that acknowledges that Christ is God and acknowledges the work of the Holy Spirit and does not respond, it is that person who is not forgiven. So the Pharisees, they would say bad things about Christ, saying he hangs out with tax collectors and sinners and harlots, and they would say bad things about him. And he said, that can be forgiven. But once you realize that I am God in your life, and you confess that I am God, and you continue living your own way, you're denying the work of the Holy Spirit, you're blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, you're putting down the Holy Spirit, you're dividing God's kingdom, it is that person, it is that sin that is not forgiven. Have you recognized God's hand in your life? Have you recognized or heard the knocking of the Lord on your heart? Whether it be some wake-up call or some way that God is trying to interact in your life, and you're closing the door and you're saying, maybe He's not the Messiah. In your own way you're saying that. In your own way you're not letting Him reign as King. That's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. So this is a call to submission and to surrender and to say, Lord, You are King. I no longer want to have this divided kingdom inside my heart. Some for me and some for You. Once you confess that He is God, once you confess and you are sure in your heart that this is the only Son of God and this is the One who came to save each and every one of us, once you confess that and believe that, then you have to give up the other things in your life. And then he starts talking about idle words. Every idle word will be held against us on the day of judgment. His Holiness describes these idle words as every word that is not working for the kingdom of God. Every word that is not directing one's heart and one's life and those that are around us to the kingdom of God is considered idle. It is giving kingship to someone else. We are dividing this kingdom. So he says, every idle word will be held against us on the day of judgment. So what is the source of these idle words? These idle words are the words that are always trying to bring glory to myself and always trying to bring eyes upon me and always trying to exalt myself. These are idle words. They are the words that try to rebuild a different kingdom. Not the kingdom of God. Not the words that are building up the kingdom of God in your heart and in your life. Saint Arsenius says, Many times I have regretted the words that I have spoken, but I have never regretted my silence. This is a man who controlled his tongue and spent most of his life in silence, because he never, by his words, wanted to tear down the kingdom of God by building up himself. So he put down himself. He suppressed the self in his life in order to elevate the kingdom of God. St. James describes the tongue as a fire in a world of iniquity. He says the person that can bridle his tongue is a perfect man. The person that brings himself into subjection and surrender and submission to the Lord is that person that is a king, is a perfect man. Because that person has confessed Christ as king of their life. We need to remove the self from the heart. And he says, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Out of the good treasure in one's heart comes good things. And out of the evil in people's hearts comes evil things. So we need Christ, the treasure, to be full in our hearts. We need His presence to be in our hearts, reigning over, so that from His presence, what does come out of our mouth is just an overflow of the presence of Christ in my life. What is the overflow that comes out of your mouth? What's in your heart that is just overflowing in every conversation? Maybe it's a lot of me, a lot of the self, a lot of the love of world, a lot of sin, a lot of envy, a lot of pride, a lot of judging. It is what is in the heart. It is whoever is king inside the heart that you can tell what is the overflow from your mouth. This love of self drives away the presence of God and leads us astray from His kingdom and divides His kingdom. Let's be watchful and careful. And let's decide who we've confessed as Christ. Let us pray that God would confess any demon that causes us to hear the voice of God, or to see Him, or to believe in Him, or to speak with Him. These demons, let us ask Him to cast them out from us, that are blocking faith in Him and causing us to build other kingdoms in our life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.